We're joined for a corridor today by Paul Retimanu, who is the deputy chair of Tawe. Now, that's the Wellington Māori Business Network. Of course, with the difficulties the capital is facing with lockdown at the moment, it's a reminder that already difficult times have been compounded, and when we're not quite sure what the back end of this is to be, some nervousness. Paul is involved with a lot of different mahi, a lot of it in the sort of hospitality sector. He has a business called Manaaki Management, which provides sort of full venue, food, beverage services. Papitea Marae and the Wharea Waka Function Centre, some of the places that you might be familiar with. And has also run a bar called Karaka Cafe. He's a very interesting guy, Deputy Chair of Tawe Māori Business Network, New Zealand Hospitality. He was the Vice President there in the Wellington Pacifica Business Network. First time on the station for him, and we thank him for joining us, Paul Retimanu. Te lakwe, Paul.
Oh, kia ora. Look, hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate you taking the time.
No, quite the contrary. We sort of know that business is tough when you're in lockdown, obviously. Very little trading unless you're an internet sort of based business. But just by way of introduction, Paul, could you just tell our listeners a little bit about the Wellington Māori Business Network, what it aims to do, when you guys meet, and then we'll talk a little bit how this latest lockdown has affected trading.
Sure. Hey, look, the Tiawe Māori Business Network is probably one of the longest running Māori business networks in New Zealand. It's been going for about 24 years. And originally it was sort of set up by a group of sort of like-minded Māori that sort of moved into the urban city of Wellington to be able to promote Māori business, Māori entrepreneurship and education for Māori into business. So, yeah, look, obviously since the lockdowns, we used to meet once a month and we used to have, you know, bring in guest speakers and cover off specific areas that our members were wanting sort of some advice on. After we've sort of gone into lockdown, obviously, there were some challenges in that. So what we do now is we sort of meet every two and a half months, every quarter. And basically, it's an opportunity rather than just look at bringing in guest speakers. It's more around whakawhanaungatanga. It's bringing people together, break bread, have lunch, talk, network. And we normally end up with about 150 to 200 people to a lunch. And a number of our board members look after different venues. And we're fortunate enough to be able to have a resource to be able to have it into those spaces.
I'm pleased that we are meeting and encouraging each other into business. A lot of people are, of course, employees, but obviously when we're a young guy, you thought, no, that's not for me. I want to run my own show. What sorts of businesses have you been involved in over the years?
Yeah, look, my area of expertise, or wouldn't say expertise, but my area that I've sort of played in for a long time now, for the last 30 years, has been hospitality. So I originally sort of worked your way through hotels. And then my wife and I, back in the late 90s, decided we wanted to be masters of our own destiny. So we started up a catering company. So fast forward 23 years later, we now have two restaurants here in Wellington. We have Karaka Cafe at the Whare Waka, and it's a busy cafe during summertime in particular. And then we opened up a new cafe in the suburbs to sort of cater to that people working from home now, and in particular, as you would be well aware of, government department workers working from home. So we opened a smaller satellites cafe over in Berenpore, 50 seats inside, 20 up. And then we have those three function centres that you just sort of shared before of Wellington Function Centre, Whare Waka, Papitea Marae, and the Wellington Rowing Club. So, yeah, look, yeah, those are our sites that we look after.
Which would take a knock here. And we're in a situation like we're entwined in now, Paul, accused, but there's no sort of forewarning that we need to go into lockdown, all of a sudden, bang. How have you been able to survive the initial one and also this latest? Because we're not quite sure when it will finish. Some say in a couple of days, the lockdown thing. But in this sort of time of uncertainty, how difficult is it to manage a business like the one you run, Paul?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, with the cafes, if we just pick up on that one immediately for this point. So since we've come out of post-COVID, we started to only open 6 days a week, sort of that Tuesday through to Sunday. And then as we moved into April, getting through end of April, we got to May. We're now just 5 days a week. And I suppose what COVID has done is amplified all our weaknesses as a country. And one of the biggest weaknesses we've currently got is the lack of staff. So we've had to sort of reinvent ourselves and doing shorter hours in the cafe. So as opposed to being open till 7 on a Friday, Saturday, we're only open till 4 in the afternoon, just with that lack of chefs and front of house and managers. So that's the first part of that. The conferencing side, when it came through that at 1 o'clock on Wednesday that we were going into lockdown, we had about 20% of our business cancelled straight off the bat on the conferencing. And to give some context, it was probably about 110K for the last week that would have been, that was sort of moved. What we didn't lose, what didn't cancel, just defers. So that pushes out probably 6 to 8 weeks. So a lot of the government departments and that, instead of doing it in June or July, they might move it out to August, September. And we sort of saw that trend. In February, we went into the three-day lockdown. Of course, Tamaki Makaurau was for longer. And then in March, we saw the same sort of pattern. So we didn't necessarily lose it. It just got moved out, sort of mucks around with all your cash flow. So, look, it makes it difficult. And for a business of our size, I'm not saying we're a large business, because we're not. We're about 80 staff, 50 full-time. 65% of our staff are Māori Pacifica. 80% of those are rangatahi. So, you know, and we're trying to hold those. You know, pre-COVID, we were about 120 staff. So, yeah, look, these challenges, I suppose, they're there. We know what to do now because we've been through it, like all Kiwis have, and we've sort of done it pretty well. And if I look at this lockdown, whilst I'm sort of like, gosh, you know, this is going to be a bit of pain, I suppose, to be fair, I think this extra 2 days is probably about right to be able to retain confidence, and then we see where we end up to from there. But, you know, if you look at this guy who came in from Australia, take away the COVID that he brought in, but he did everything you wanted him to do. He did the trace and track, so that was gave us the ability to identify exactly where he went and whom had to be contacted. And secondly, as a tourist, I mean, this guy probably ate in every bar and restaurant in Wellington. So he spent a truckload of money. So, you know, it's an interesting thing. I think what it has highlighted is we need to get on top of the vaccination and we need to roll it out faster. And for me, that's probably the biggest point that needs to be made, and the sense of urgency we need for it.